with us.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky B, and we have, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
I'm going to start making you sing that for some reason. I think I'd like it better.
I like when you sing it. Yes. Sounds good.
Well, maybe I want you to sing. That'd be weird tingly.
If I sang my intro.
Sarah.
And then said, oh, hey, that'd be too much.
And then, oh, hey, I mean, I don't know.
That'd be too much.
Before we get into today's shenanigans, Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have a Facebook, The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter and an Instagram at TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a couple of text messages. We'll go through those and then we'll talk about what's been going on. Because I feel like a lot of stuff's been going on between us.
Yeah?
Between trips and stuff happening.
Oh, I know, right?
I shall start with Corey from Renton. So
see, I always call him Cody.
So it says, to add to the podcast from last night, as in last week's, it definitely takes me a while to process my thoughts when I'm under a lot of stress. Just like me, like Sarah, you like to have your discussions in that moment. I need to process.
Yes.
And the whole Cody Corey thing happens all the time. And it's super funny when I actually have a friend named Cody and love the show Corey and Renton. Sorry, Corey, Cody.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
It's just there's some names.
I know. You just mix them up all the time. Like my mom's friend's name is either Jan or Jane. I don't know. See, I don't know right now. Because I can't, I don't know. I don't even know how she spells it. Because one's Jan and one's Jane. And I still don't even, I don't know if the E is the Jane or this. I don't know.
Right.
Names like that.
Typically, yeah. Jan is usually without an E.
Without?
Yeah. It's okay. J-A-N.
And then Jan. No, Jane.
See, I don't know. Just think of fame or tame.
That's Jane.
Jane, yeah.
That's a good way to think of it.
Yeah, I know it's not an M, but, you know, kind of fame, yeah. Jane.
It rhymes at least.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cody. Cody, right?
I'm pretty sure it was Corey.
No!
Mm-hmm.
Was it Corey?
Corey.
Oh! I really didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, Corey.
You'll get
Corey.
It at some point.
Boy Meets World, Corey. Okay. That's how I remember.
And he said, rock on. He put a little bitmoji of him breaking a guitar.
Oh! Those make me so happy.
All right. Next, we have a message and does not say, oh, it's a moose!
Moose, we haven't heard from you.
And he says, ironically, you guys bring up gender bending costumes. So we were talking about the Halloween bingo last week and how like that's one of the categories. And he says, I had an interview today, so I was dressed like a substitute teacher. And when my friend saw me afterwards, she said I look like a gender bent Wednesday Addams. And I decided that's what I'm going to be next year. So you need to find a gender bent Pugsley.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be pretty fantastic.
That's hella funny.
Yeah, just be your sister.
Tell us how the job interview went.
Yes, please do.
And I love that it's not a teacher, a substitute teacher. Like, there's a difference in the wardrobe. Yes.
I was going to say, I have my cousin's a substitute teacher. My brother is a substitute teacher during the school year.
Wow.
Yeah, that gets...
I would hate that. They would get called like the night before, probably.
Yeah, or the morning of. You just wait to see. And there's usually work. But they make pretty decent money for substitute teachers and you get sent everywhere. My favorite, though, was when my brother was sent to be like a substitute recess teacher.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, do you get a fanny pack? He's like, of course I do.
Oh, and you get like a whistle probably?
Like he's got like his little notepads to like write kids up and like his little bathroom pass so kids can go to the bathroom.
I wonder if they have like a curriculum for recess. Like, you know, like, or PE or whatever. Like, okay, today we're going to play dodgeball. But first, we're going to do these warm-ups.
I mean, for elementary school, I think we went to PE once a week. Did you guys have that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because then we had
PE. Middle school, it was, like, every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the curriculum would be for elementary school. I'll have to ask my cousin, who's a kindergarten teacher. I know. We have so many teachers in my family.
That's weird. I don't know who's a kindergarten teacher. I think I used to love PE in elementary school, and then I hated it in middle school because we'd have to, like, get into uniforms, like your PE uniforms.
Oh.
Like, we'd have to change.
You actually had school uniforms?
No, we didn't, but we had PE ones, so we could wear whatever.
That's what
we,
I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, PE uniforms, like our gym shorts. And,
oh, okay, but you could pick them.
Well, no, they were just, there was, like, maroon shorts, and then the
weird.
The logo, the school logo, and I hated that.
Because we'd get lockers and stuff, and we can bring whatever workout gear we wanted. Really? So we can change into our own clothes.
Oh, no. We couldn't.
Nope. But I don't... The one thing, I don't know what the curriculum, would be for little kids. I think it's just, they're running around during recess time, but I know recess is more for the teachers to get a break.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
It never occurred to me. Someone posted it online. It's like, it took me until I am today years old when I figured out that the reason there was recess wasn't necessarily for us. It was more for the teachers.
Yeah, so you guys can get the hell, and probably to like run around and like get out of your craziness, especially like, with young kids.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how my cousin does it with kindergartners. She's very patient, but I'm just like...
I don't either. I have a friend who's, I think, preschool or first grade, maybe. And I would rip my hair out. Like, all the stories she tells me. She's like, yeah, one guy got suspended today. And I'm like, what can you do when you're in a first grade?
Right.
Be crazy. That's what you can do. No matter how old you are, you can still get suspended.
Well, there was a time and period where I was thinking about being a teacher, but I wanted to do high school. If I was going to be a teacher, it was going to be a high school teacher.
Oh, that'd be so weird for me. I mean, we, like, talked at that high school a few months back, and it was so weird because I was like,
because you feel like you're not that far off in age.
I didn't at all. I was like, I know I was here like 8 years ago, but I feel like
it's a big gap difference, because what they're going through in high school, like, they have a lot more internet than we did when we were in high school. They have like, they're like, my cell phone in high school didn't have internet.
Yeah,
and if I accidentally got on the internet, that costs like $1
a minute, right?
So they have, like, social media at their hands. Like, I remember if I wanted MySpace, I had to get to a computer, and we all had to find the different codes to get on MySpace, like, because they blocked them on all the computers, so you had to find the codes, and
it would
everyone
be,
would
like,
share them.
Weird teaching, though, and, like, you think something's funny and inappropriate, like a meme or something, and all of the students have seen it and think it's really funny, too. I'd be like, no, you can't laugh at that. You're too young. That's inappropriate. Stop. You know? It would be...
No, I had a teacher in at Lake Stevens High School. Her name was Miss Lewis. And she was, like, a very no-nonsense, but also, like, she's not gonna... Like, she was just like, no, she's not dealing with any crap, but she wasn't mean either. She was just like, she was down to earth. She's like, what the F? Like, she wouldn't say what, you know, the F word.
Yeah.
But she would sit there and literally look at you and be like, what the F?
Yeah.
Like, she was real, and she talked to us like adults, like, or like human beings.
I think some people would respect that, and then I think other kids would like take advantage of it.
No, but she's very, it wasn't so much like, okay, kids, I'm here to talk to you. Like, we're one-on-one. She's just like, no, I'm not here to deal with your crap, but I'm also not going to treat you like a child.
Yeah.
So it was a very balanced thing. Funny story, I just remembered. She was my middle school teacher as well. So she worked at the middle school for a while and then went to the high school. And there's this kid who would not leave me alone in eighth grade.
He
had a big crush on me. I did not like him.
Yeah.
He was not cute at all.
Not interested.
At all. And he would not leave me alone. And he kept like bugging me. He's like, you should be my girlfriend. I'm like, no. And so during class once, he like slips me a note. You should be my girlfriend. I'm like, why? He's like, because I think you're hot. I'm like, but I don't know you. So she comes by and sees us passing notes and takes the note. And I think because we were watching a movie, so the lights were out. And so she takes the note, and I'm just like, well, whatevs. And then once the lights were off, or she read the note and came back to him, and she's like, you shouldn't be, like, don't ask somebody out just because they're hot, you know? It's just like, leave them alone. And she looks at me, and she's like, good job.
Oh, awkward.
And it's just like, the whole class was like, oh, but I was just like,
oh man, that poor guy.
He got called out. I'm like, but he was like, almost to the point of harassing.
Like, creepy.
Very creepy.
I loved passing notes.
Like,
so
kids just text now.
I know. I was just thinking about that. I was like, I used to pass notes all the time. And you would write something, you'd think it'd be, like, super sneaky. And, like, the teacher would, like, turn their back. And then you'd, like, throw it. Or you'd be like, pass this down.
Or even, like, when you're walking through the hallways. Like, especially if it was, like, your crush or somebody. Or you had gossip. You're like, hey, read this in the next class, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you'd write, like, a little novel, like,
yeah,
of what happened. Or, like, having notes slipped into your locker.
Did you ever? We never really used our lockers that much.
We had lockers.
We had them, but they weren't really
ours were used a lot, especially in middle school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but did you ever have the like cool folding patterns?
Oh yeah,
I think I might still remember how to do one. I might have to practice.
Well, and we used to play that game, the pick a number. 1, 2, 3.
The fortune teller.
Yeah, we used to do those all the time.
Oh man,
that's weird that that doesn't happen probably anymore.
I was thinking, like, when I started high school, I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
Because my birthday's in August, so if I was born...
Are you always 14? 14, 15?
Yeah, I was 17 when I graduated.
Oh, we got a smart girl.
Not really. If I was born just a couple days later, I would have been
in
class of 08.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason. I was just barely at that cutoff. So it wasn't because I'm a smart at all. but that being said, I was a freshman in high school 15 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ooh, makes
Holy
you feel
crap.
Old.
I'm going to be 30 next
that's
year.
That's crazy. 15 years. That's like a whole other person. Like, you know.
Right.
That's a whole other. Wow.
And I graduated in 07. So that's over 10 years now. That's going on 12 years. And then I feel like my you know, 20th class reunion just around the corner.
Soon you'll be dead.
Everyone's going to be having grandbabies, and I'm just going to be having my first kid. Sucks to be you.
Yeah, sucks to be them, right?
Yeah, it's like, you guys have grandbabies. I hopefully have money by then.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know, seriously. I hopefully have a place to live.
Which is actually one of the things we'll talk about after we finish all the texts.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Michael writes in, hey, ladies, I need your advice.
Michael, okay, I'm not going to screw up that name. Got
Call him Miguel.
Right.
A week ago, I took a girl out to dinner to get her to get her nails done. We went to the Halloween store to look around after, and I thought we were hanging out. But when I dropped her off, she said thanks for the date and kissed me. We've been talking every day since, but whenever we try to hang out, she either stops responding or all of a sudden she can't find a babysitter. Now, I should mention I'm a 400-pound truck driver and she's a 100-pound tiny stripper. What should I do? I want to see her more, but I don't know what to do about us hanging out. Thanks. Mike, the musical trucker.
Oh.
So she's a stripper. That's kind of cool. I mean, if she's not wanting to hang out and she keeps changing the subject or not talking, that might just be her saying, I do not want to actually hang out.
It sounds like, I don't know if this is right or not, but you most likely paid for the entire date
and
getting her nails done, which is a very that's a very strange date thing to do.
I mean, unless you got your nails done, too, then I think that'd just be a quirky date, like
yeah,
a fun date.
Yeah, it'd be cute, but just watching her get her, like, you know.
Sitting there with
she
her.
She probably thought, being a stripper, that you're a customer. If you paid for everything.
Like, you were just you paying for her time.
Exactly. You're paying for her being your arm candy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she called it a date. Maybe that's what they call it, you know,
mm-hmm.
but like nothing sexual, but like, hey, let's like, I need to get my nails done. And you're like, oh, well, let's get your nails done. And
it's like the girlfriend experience in a sense.
Yes. Cause I know that's what a lot of strippers do.
Yeah.
And that's what sometimes guys do. Sometimes guys just want company and are willing to pay for it.
Yep. And that's where like the sugar babies come into play as well.
Exactly.
Cause that might be it. I mean, maybe she's talking to you every single night. I don't know what to think. Like, if she's not messaging you to hang out or not setting up a date, then I'm thinking that it's not an actual date.
Yeah, and then she just called it that.
Yeah, unless you're saying, hey, can I take you out to get your nails done again? And if she responds real quick to that or to something that's going to favor her, that might kind of be an indication of what's going on.
Yeah, it sounds like she doesn't actually want to, like, date you, but she's wanting to go on dates with you.
It's kind of a jerk thing to do, especially if you're not discussing it beforehand.
Exactly. Like, if you don't discuss what you guys both want out of this, or there was a miscommunication, or you thought it was that, and then she called it a date, so you're confused now, you know, there needs to be that kind of talking about. But that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So, sorry.
I know.
I mean, hopefully you can... if you want to be straightforward, just message her and be like, hey, are you interested in me or not? Or are you looking for some other kind of situation?
Or if you're totally down, because it sounds like you didn't think it was a date, if you're down to just have arm candy and pay for everything when you guys do hang out and you actually enjoyed our company just like as a person, like as maybe like a friendship, but you pay for everything, like a sugar baby, sugar daddy kind of thing, you know, that's another thing to discuss too.
Yeah.
Because some guys just are cool with that.
Right. There was this one coworker we had years ago. He doesn't work here anymore. He was only here for like maybe less than a year, and it was at our company holiday party, and he was just like an IT looking guy, like, okay, whatever, you know, a little nerdy. And he comes in with this smoke show of a woman.
Ooh.
Like, she had like all the curves, like this, like, I was sitting there like, if I'm gonna go lesbian tonight, it's for her.
Yeah. Like, she was one of those,
she
like
was
drop
gorgeous,
dead,
but like bright red dress, you know, like she had like almost not this exaggerated, but a Jessica Rabbit figure, you know, the boobs and the small waist and the hips.
Hourglass.
Yeah. And I was sitting here like, ha-ba-da, you're pretty. And I'm just like, you're his date, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was staring there trying not to stare. I'm like, are you arm candy or what? Because I'm just looking at the what's it called?
the like social interaction with between them.
Yeah, like or whatever, their body language.
Yeah.
And it just, they weren't coupley. Like, she was just kind of sitting there. I mean, she seemed really nice. She was talking and smiling and everything, but she just, when it came to him, like, it wasn't.
Yeah. Some couples are just like that, though.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
But she was just like, boom. And he was just like, I mean, he was not an ugly guy, but he wasn't like a hot guy either. He wasn't like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I was just,
A simple Joe, what's it called? Not plain Jane. And then there's a dude. So average Joe.
Average Joe. Yeah. If that.
Was everyone just like, wow, how did that happen?
Yes.
Did he hire her?
I mean, or is that just a friend and she just wanted an excuse to wear a hot dress? Either way.
That is the most, you know, if I was a dude, that's actually really great to just have one of your really hot friends just dress really nice and bring them to a party and just call them your date to make you look like the man. Because he probably got so much more respect.
Yeah.
Probably from guys and girls at the office.
Like, hey.
Like, oh, wow.
You got something going on.
Okay. Yeah.
It makes me, like, want to work out and have, like, make that my life goal.
To be, like, always, like, the arm candy or something.
Well, so I saw this funny meme, and it was this girl working out with a trainer. It says, come on, you got to do them sit-ups if you want to just post your ass on Instagram for a living.
Dude, that's so true.
Right.
It's like, so true.
That's basically what they're doing for work is, you know, getting, like, for people who already have, like, the sponsorships and everything, you're getting paid for your post on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I'm thinking you can make some side money, it's like, hey, I'll be your date.
I'll be your date to your company party.
No sexual stuff happening. This is not a prostitution thing.
Yeah. Just I'll be there with you and I'll say you're my date and I will hold your arm.
Yeah.
And I would totally just, like,
maybe a kiss on the cheek.
Exactly. I would act a little more the part if I was that. Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of funny to play that. Like, to do that. Like, you know.
Oh,
you can,
I know.
And especially if you can create a backstory or change your name.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be really fun. Good for him. I hope it wasn't fake, though.
Both Michael and this dude. Honestly, like, he was here such a short time period, I don't even know his name.
Yeah.
I kind of remember what
you
he
just
looks
remember
like.
That girl.
Oh, God.
She's so like imprinted pretty. In your mind.
I'm like, I want her to be my
date.
Arm candy.
Yeah.
And I'm not usually, I don't typically go for blondes, but she was.
Oh, so she'd be
blonde.
My type.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you would love this woman. Oof. I wish we had pictures from that party.
Yeah.
She's so pretty. Anyways, enough about me gushing about ladies.
Yeah, right. Michael, just talk to the girl. Or if you don't want anything to do with her, then just don't, you know? Because I think she just kind of wants things and gifts.
All right, we got another text message from our buddy James.
James.
He says, hey, girls, your buddy James here. Since we just had Halloween, I have a sweet question for you.
Oh, okay.
If you can combine any two chocolate bars together, what combo would you make? Me, I would replace the cookie and Twix with the peanutty orange part of a Butterfinger and call it a Twix finger or a Butterfix.
A Butterfix.
Okay, that'd be kind of nice.
That'd be yummy.
So it would still have the caramel, though. Of the
yeah.
Twix.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe I love Heath bars. I love the crunchy toffee.
Oh, really?
So the Heath bar with something. I don't know.
I love Reese's. So I was thinking like Reese's. Oh, Reese's and a whatchamacallit.
What's in a whatchamacallit?
I'm pretty sure there's a pretzel in the whatchamacallit.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I would take the pretzel with the saltiness from the whatchamacallit and put it in a Reese's.
See, what I was thinking, if you mix Hershey's comes with this like cookies and cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bar. If you mix it, either take the chocolate out of the Reese's and make that the cookies and cream chocolate with the peanut butter, or replace the peanut butter inside with the cookies and cream chocolate.
Oh, that'd be weird.
It might be weird. But
I'm not the biggest cookies. I mean, I like it, but I would never get that bar.
Oh, we were talking about Oreo pie earlier. Your Oreo pie before the podcast. Sarah's famous Oreo pie for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so I think it'd be like a Reese-ma-call-it or a Whatchamarises.
Oh, I like that, actually.
A Whatchamarises.
Whatchamarises.
That would be so. If you don't know what a Whatchamacallit is, do yourself a favor. Go to the store and get one.
I know what I do.
So good.
I just got it. So mix Heath bar, but put them in M&M form.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Oh, my God. So you get these sticky little, little nuggets.
Crunches. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, because scores are intense sometimes. Like, one full bar of that.
I usually just take a couple bites and put it back in the freezer and eat it later.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But I'm thinking, what would they, meaths?
Meaths?
Meath pieces? Or no.
Wait, Heath and M&M's.
Hem&M's.
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 Hem&M's. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, because didn't they make something recently?
They crossed something. They've done like caramel, almonds. They did like a crispy one. They've done pretzel ones. Those are really good.
Yeah, those are really good.
I love the crispy ones.
Yeah, with the salt. That's why you need the little salt from the pretzel. Mmm, in my Reese's. Someone make this for me, please.
All right. And then he also sent to us this strip cards against humanity rules. And he says, girls, should I ask my wife and her hot friends to play this? I'm like, well.
Wait, it's cards against humanity, but strip?
Yes.
Strip? Like,
strip, yes.
What?
So here are the rules.
Okay.
No spectators. Everyone is welcome to play, but beyond this door, you must participate. The game is played just like Cards Against Humanity. And if you don't know how to play, someone will explain it. It's easy. When it's time for the card, to pick the winning card. So when it's your turn to pick a card.
Yeah.
To pick a winning white card, they will also pick a losing white card. So the worst one of the group.
Oh.
So when you say, oh my God, this one was funny. The person who played the winning white card wins the round and claims the awesome point. So the black card.
Yeah.
The like person normal. Who played the losing white card loses the round in an item of clothing. And any time you may buy back an item of clothing for two awesome points. So two of your black cards. So if you're...
Oh, so if you have a lot of black cards, you can start
putting your clothes back on. Awesome points may be bartered, but they may not be given away. So you can say, hey, Sarah, you know, I'll take off my pants if I can get two cards or whatever.
Two black cards?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why would I do that, though, if I'm going to give my black cards away?
They can barter it, but you can't just be like, oh, here, have some of my black cards. You can't give them away. I like these rules. Here's the thing, though. Again, it goes back to the being the last single friend. I don't have any friends that are single that I could play this with. Or any couple friends that would be cool with playing this in my regular rotation of friends.
So none of your friends would be down?
No, they're all in serious relationships and...
Lame.
Some I might not want to see naked.
Yeah, that could be a little scarring.
Yeah, because like, it's like, I've seen you as a brother or I see you... Like, once, like, my friend, her husband, I don't really hang out with him that much. We all hang out in a group and he's a really nice guy and I really like him for her. But I'm just like, I don't necessarily want to see you naked ever.
Yeah.
Because you're just like friend's husband. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I don't know because I have a lot of friends.
I feel like a lot of your friends would do it.
Like we would totally do it. I could see us at my birthday just like, oh, let's play this game.
Can we do this at your birthday?
That would be crazy. I don't even know if I want to see my friends naked.
Right. I mean, if you're drunk enough, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Well, plus, if I wanted to see them naked, I really could just see them naked. Like,
that's
we
true.
Get dressed and undressed in front of each other because that's like a girl thing. I feel like you definitely would have to suggest this to your wife and her friends, maybe when some of your friends are over too, especially if your friends are good looking and there's like some singleness in there.
Right.
That could for sure work. And then your wife wouldn't think you were being weird for wanting to see her.
Right.
Naked friends, because it was just like, oh, I have this new party game.
Who wants to do this? But yeah. I mean, it also depends. Yeah, it depends on what your relationship with your wife is like. Like if she likes to do these sexy
things.
Yeah,
she would totally be down or if she'd be like, no one can see me naked and no one can see you naked. Which some people are like. But that would be so, first of all, it'd get really, really cold. Really cold, really fast. And I'm like, what if you just have like a pants and a shirt on? Because some of us don't wear underwear. Just saying. Yeah, that'd be so weird.
Marty and Yelm did send a meme, and it was a conversation that we had with on air about being the little spoon or the big spoon.
Oh, yeah.
Because Steve talks about how he loves to cuddle.
Yeah.
And I asked him, like, well, are you the little spoon or the big spoon? He's like, what do you think? I'm like, well, you're the little spoon. And he's like, well, I'm so big. I'm like, yeah, but then it's so nice to be the little spoon. But then if you're the big spoon, you can also make the guy feel safe, and you can also feel like a jetpack.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it says. I'm never the little spoon, but sometimes she becomes my jetpack.
That's so cute.
Like, you're holding on to him like a jetpack.
Well, it's funny because I always like being the little spoon. I like to feel like I'm safe and la la. But there are some times and some nights my boyfriend will just like turn over and he'll be like, you hold me now. And legit says it like that. And I'm like, okay, gosh.
Aww.
But sometimes I don't want to like, because I really like the side that I'm like facing away from him, that's the side I'm normally sleep on. So then he just cuddles me. So it makes sense. So sometimes I'm like not in the mood to turn over, but I'm like, okay, fine, I'll cuddle you even though you don't want to turn over.
Well, like for me, I like to cuddle, but I do get very overheated.
So
and I started this with like an ex-boyfriend, but I feel comfortable when I really like somebody. I notice I do this anyways. is that I don't want to cuddle, but I want to like be touching them somewhere or another. Mm-hmm. So either I'll hold their hand or I'll like twist my foot with theirs. So I just feel like I'm touching them. It's kind of like the otters, how they hold hands when they fall asleep.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thing. Like, but I have to really care about somebody. When it was just a fling or whatever.
And when I say, you'd be like, get off me.
And I'm just like, okay, cool. You sleep. Like, we'll cuddle for a second, I guess. But I have a king size bed. Go sleep on that
go
side.
Go all the way over there.
It's like, that's your side here. That's cool. I'm going to make my little cocoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I love when George just like has like his hand on my shoulder or something.
AKA Johnny Rubbers for those who don't.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just like, I don't know. It makes me feel like comforted. Like you're still there, but I got my space and you're not overheating my ass.
Right. Or I'll reach my arm over and just touch their back and just kind of like, hey, kind of the same thing. She's like, okay, you're here.
Here you go. Sometimes I like kind of forget that I have someone in the bed, or like sometimes he gets up before me. And so then I'll like turn over to try to feel him and he won't be there. And I'm like, oh, what is happening? Where am I? Is he here? I'm like, oh, okay.
It's like, where is he? I don't know where he is.
I want my big spoon.
Although it is nice. Well, I mean, I never really had this problem because I had a king size bed. But
your bed is the best. Everyone needs to go try Vicky's bed because it is the best bed ever.
Which is funny because my friend recently spent the night, a girlfriend, and she crawled in, like she stayed in my bed with me, and I made sure I shared my pillows and stuff because I usually make my little cocoon. And she got up and she's like, I don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Because the bed I have at my parents' house, I have so many pillows and they have like that gel kind of foam over the mattress. And I have the right amount of blankets, and it's just the perfect amount of like warmth, but coziness. And then comfort. I have like a cool blanket underneath.
Because you're not using your normal bed at your parents. Oh, that's
it's in storage. But this one's pretty, I've made this one pretty awesome.
Pretty good.
I'm good. I'm good with for bed. I don't know.
You're good in bed. Hey.
But speaking of my stuff in storage.
Yeah.
Last week, I started the process of trying to buy a house.
How? What is this? I don't even know the starting process to do that.
All right. So I went to a realtor who a good friend of mine recommended. Good. I have a lot of friends who are in real estate or have people that are. But the reason I chose this guy and the loan officer company is my friend is very much a penny pincher.
Oh, good.
In a good way.
Yeah.
And he is very much about research. So everything he does, he researches it to a T. So when he recommends something to me, especially something as big, yes, especially with his house, he's like, they were great with my house and my process and everything. So I recommend these people. So I went, had a meeting on Thursday of last week, and it was a very weird meeting. And I actually have a copy of the sheet, of one of the sheets. So they ask you, like, I expected, like, oh, you know, how much do I make and this and that? What am I looking for?
Yeah.
But they ask me questions like, what's your favorite restaurant? I was just like, what? So, of course, when you're getting asked these questions, you can't think.
Yeah, I like food.
I'm like, everything. I mean, I can tell you what I don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, lately I've been eating out a lot because we don't have a kitchen to eat.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said the Fatan Brothers Pho restaurant.
Oh,
because there's
so
many of them and you get your little cream puff.
Yeah. That is so not your favorite restaurant, though.
It's up there, though.
Is it?
When it comes to pho restaurants, because I was thinking...
Well, pho. I'm not thinking of pho. Yeah. I'm thinking of, like, you're not more of, like...
Oh, you know what? Maybe Red Robin.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, that's...
Red Robin, yeah, because of
burger
the drinks.
And
I always get the salad, and then I add my stuff to it.
Yeah.
See, again, like, in that moment, you can't
screwed
think.
Up.
All right, so...
You lied to them.
It's okay, because I have his number, so I can text him and be like, I'm changing my opinion.
That'd be really funny. I say Red Robin.
Red Robin, change it. Because it's like, oh, what are you looking into the house? Like, anything you must have. I'm like, I can't think of anything right now, even though I have like a whole Pinterest page of things I want.
I need a roof, a floor.
And I told him I didn't want a fixer-upper.
Yeah, I mean, smart.
But then I remembered, well, I'm like, well, if it's an unfinished basement, that's okay. So I forgot. So I got to text and be like, an unfinished basement's good. And I want big closets, but I forgot to think of that too until I looked at my closet when I got home. I'm like, yeah, I need a bigger closet. But I'm actually not, because I have this sheet here, because I got to fill out some more sheets and mail it to the, or email them to him. I'll ask you the questions I got.
Okay. Oh, let's say Sarah's about to buy a house or wanting
to. All right. So this is the fun stuff. This is the non, you know, money adult stuff. What's your favorite restaurant?
I would have to go with Mio Posto at the moment. It's great.
Is that the one
Italian
in
food.
Mercer Island?
There's one in Mercer Island. There's one in West Seattle.
I've been
there's
there too.
It's another one. Oh, I love it. Mm.
All right. What are your favorite hobbies?
You know, I really like to drink. I really like to drink. I like to hang out with my friends. I like to do hot yoga, you know.
You like hiking.
Yeah, I like hiking. I like to, like, you know, go to spin classes. But really, like, family and friends are, you know, I feel like I'm, like, in an interview.
Right? Like, an actual interview. Like,
they're, like, my life. So anything doing anything with them
an interview
amazing.
With, like, the pageant queen or something. One of the things he asked me that's not on this list, he's like, oh, okay, what's your favorite drink? Like, beer, or, like, your favorite beer or favorite wine? I'm like, well, I don't really drink either. I drink cider and Jameson.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, but I don't really drink anymore.
When people ask my favorite wine, it's really strange because it seriously is what I'm in the mood for. Like, one day I'll love red, the next day I'll need white, you know?
Well, you can always do brand, like Franzia.
Yeah, I'll be like, two-buck chuck.
Yep.
What do you mean brand? Like, I mean, because
some people are very much about, you know, their beers. Like, oh, I only drink IPA. The only IPA from this company.
I go into the supermarket and I look as down as I can at the bottom shelf.
You get the big one that comes with a little, the jug.
Rosso or whatever.
Oh, my God. That one's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It looks cool, too.
Yeah, I bought some of the Moscato out of that once. Oh, my mom and I drank it over the course of a week. It was fantastic.
Oh, that hangover must be wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Now that I'm getting older, not fun. What is your dream vacation? Because it says my or our, so if you're buying with your spouse.
Oh, a dream vacation?
Ooh. Why?
I think
Europe?
Mexico.
Where? Well, Cancun?
I think so. My hand, he's gonna. Good thing I'm not buying a house right now because I'd be like, I don't know. I just want to stay in a resort where it's all inclusive and like everything's like you do everything free and on the.
I mean, that's
on the
fair.
On the land. On the resort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a resort. You want to stay at a resort.
Exactly.
All-inclusive resort.
Yeah. I'd probably say that because other than that, I don't know, go to Vegas again.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's a good one.
A dream vacation.
All right. And then my pet is a dog, cat, other, or, and then I asked for the name.
Hell no, I ain't got no pet.
You got your little Nomi. As close as you got.
Oh, my baby Nomi. I know. I tell him about that and he'd be like, okay.
Crazy.
Crazy.
All right.
Lady.
Your best friend is?
Oh, my dad.
Aww.
I gotta see my dad.
Blech.
Sorry, boyfriend, but dad's known me a little longer.
Just a smidge.
Who did you say for that?
Well, I didn't get that one. He didn't ask me this one. But then he did ask, what's your favorite movie?
The Notebook. Duh.
See, I'm the Crow in Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, cute. That's tied with you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
These are really weird.
Yeah,
is he
right?
Trying to date you?
No, actually. And I saw a picture of his wife on the card, too. She's so pretty.
Is he hot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're both really good looking, and it's a family thing. So I'm just like, you guys are so cool. It's intimidating. Like, I want to be your friend.
Yeah, I just want to be you, actually.
Right? But it's cool because, like, they take the time to get to know you.
Mm-hmm. Is that, like, trying to see, like, what neighborhood you'd be best
kinda,
in?
Kind of, yeah, part of it. Kind of get to know what your interests are, and they kind of like they just want to familiarize themselves with like with what you're about
and with what clients they're like getting themselves into kind of
right.
thing.
And that's one of the things I did say the things I needed for a house. I was like, I would like to. It is not needed. Like, I'm not going to die or not want a house because of this, but I'll be more inclined to buy a house if it's close to restaurants and bars.
Oh, totally.
Like walking distance or even like a couple minutes away.
Out in nowhere.
Right.
Yeah. So what they say, do they have hope for you after all the other financial stuff?
Well, I still got to send in the last bit of financial stuff.
Oh, but you told them like.
Yeah, what I wanted and everything.
And where and.
They said that if I can set everything today, I'm hoping by the end of the week to get a loan offer or like tell me how much I can.
Yeah.
I qualify for basically.
Whoa.
And then I can start looking.
And then they would, if you found one, they would.
Then we'd start the process. And right
with
now.
With them, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is crazy. He's like, when would you like to buy a house? I'm like, I guess as soon as possible. Like, I'm not.
You're like, I wanted to buy one a year ago. Shoot.
I'm glad I didn't because the market right now is kind of chilled out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, like, for example, when Rev bought his house, like, it was a very competitive market in the sense of, like, you didn't have any time to breathe. It was just put your offer in. Now it's like, okay, well.
Is that because of the holidays, you think?
No, it was just because of the way the market was going in general.
Oh, okay.
Just everything's kind of slowed down because it went up real fast. And that's when you saw when all the house prices were just spiking.
Yeah.
And so it's just looking at how not scary this process has been. I thought it was going to be more intimidating and a lot more terrifying.
And a lot more big words you didn't understand.
Right. Like, he explained it to me. Like, you find a good realtor, they will sit there and they will try to explain it everything to you.
Yeah.
It makes me mad that I didn't do this sooner.
Really?
I could have done this years ago.
Just so you know, but didn't you not have the money back then though?
Not, yeah, like, I mean,
Or just done, met with someone to know the steps
that
to take.
Too. But like, I might even qualify for no money down, like certain things, like where I don't even have to put a down payment.
Oh, wow.
Like, I might qualify for something like that or put, like, a really small down payment. I'm like, I could have done this a long time ago. Like, I would have had enough money to do this small down payment.
Yeah.
And it just kind of makes me mad. I should have done this when the market was, you know, before the market went crazy. I could have maybe bought something, like, closer to Seattle. Maybe something in Shoreline or North Seattle.
So what are you saying? I'm trying to, I should get on this now?
I mean, maybe. Unless you plan on living somewhere else.
I'm trying to take my dad's house.
Yeah, that's...
Let's get real.
I did the... I looked at how much your dad's house is worth. Yeah, you cannot afford that, Sarah.
Hey, I mean, he's still going to be there for a while. Right? Isn't... I don't even know how that works. Like, mortgage. Right? Because once you buy a house and then you don't pay rent, you pay the mortgage.
Yes, you pay the company, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know. It's all just...
And but also that if like something breaks, you have to fix it as opposed to a landlord. That's what my dad's like, you got, I'm like, I know, Dad, I know. But right now I'm living in this tiny room and all my stuff's in storage. And the freaking, they took the popcorn ceiling off the upstairs yesterday. And I was excited because I'm like, wait, sweet. My dad just put the stove back to where it was. I could start eating at home again. I don't have to go out and eat because that's what's been bugging me is like, I feel guilty going out and buying lunch and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I had to buy breakfast this morning because the refrigerator was wrapped in plastic, all taped up.
Oh my gosh.
And then like the kitchen, there was like nothing. It's just like, I need to eat. So I just stopped by and granted I had like a $5 Starbucks card.
Oh yeah.
But I'm just like, I'm buying myself a sandwich.
You guys got 2 more weeks till when you said it was all going to be done.
That's when I'm hoping. Yeah. Remember we placed a bet. So
you said Thanksgiving. I said next year.
Right. So the only things we have, so the guy took the popcorn ceiling off because my mom's like, if we're doing the ceiling in the kitchen, we might as well do the whole ceiling in the living room, hallway, and staircase. So they removed it all in today, and then they let it dry. So now they're going to paint it today.
Mm.
So they're going to paint the whole ceiling to match the walls.
Yeah, that's cool.
So the painting will be done today, and then all that's left is to do the floor in the little closet.
Yeah.
And then... that's it. Like that. Wait, no, that's not it. Like and backsplash, and that's it. So okay, and we'll do because we got to get out of here.
Yeah, sorry. This was a quickie because it's my brother's birthday.
All
so.
Right. So what are we doing for your brother's birthday?
We are just gonna go out to lunch, and then he said he wants to go out Friday and eat pizza and drink beer.
I mean, that's a pretty solid plan.
But he kind of wants to do it like early afternoon. I'm more of like a night person.
I mean, it is his birthday.
I know. I don't know.
And you're already planning your birthday, we'll talk about next week.
Yes, we'll talk about my birthday next week, and we'll talk about my San Francisco trip and how Vicky helped me out through it.
Yes. If you listen to the morning show, you probably heard it.
Winky face emoji.
All right, we'll talk about that next week, and see you guys later.
Bye.